For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. As the nation recognizes the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War, it's ironic that many colleges and universities have reduced their course offerings on that pivotal event in American history. Dan Modlin talks with Dr. Glenn LaFantasy of the WKU Institute for Civil War Studies and WKU military historian Dr. Jack Thacker.
Well, Dr. LaFantasy, as a researcher who specializes in the Civil War, why do you think many universities have moved away from studying that difficult but important period in American history?
That does seem to be the trend, and it's ironic that during this time of the sesquicentennial of the Civil War, from my perspective, at least as a Civil War historian and as an academic Civil War historian, professors who teach history in colleges and universities who teach American history, that number who actually teach the Civil War or are specialists in the Civil War seems to be in a decline. Over the past 40 years, the number of scholars who actually teach and specialize in the Civil War has dropped significantly. It's not that interest in the Civil War by any means has dropped. We know that it hasn't. The successes of Ken Burns' fabulous PBS documentary and visitation to national military parks, Civil War battlefields, has increased over time. Number of reenactors have increased during the same 40-year period, but the numbers of scholars actually specializing in Civil War has fallen.
Dr. LaFantasy, what are some of the trends in the study of history that have contributed to this situation?
Partly coming out of the 1960s, there was an emphasis on what generally was called the new history or the new social history or the new left history. It has various kinds of names. This was fully a movement within the historical profession that was part of its own time, with the rising of the civil rights movement in the 1950s and 1960s. There was increased attention not only on African Americans but on minorities in general and other groups, such as women, in which those areas of study, African American studies, women's studies, or gender studies, began to emerge within universities and colleges and made a place for themselves within academia, and over the past 40 years have gained strength in terms of what these programs have contributed to our understanding overall of American history. One of the effects of the Civil War centennial 50 years ago was that increasingly academics saw Civil War history as military history. Military history over the same 40-year period has fallen into something of what I'd call disfavor among academics. They don't see it as vibrant and intellectual part of the discipline. They dismiss it as just simply popular history, whereas actually in military history, the new social history of the 1960s would have its impact on military history, what was appropriately called the new military history. And there have been some significant contributions among Civil War scholars who have looked at soldiers, the home front, what people were doing. All of this is significant scholarship. It's been very meaningful and has rounded out a lot of what we presently know about the Civil War. But this discounting of the military has meant that ultimately Civil War scholars seem to be moving more either toward being antebellum historians, that is looking at the South, looking at slavery, even studying communities in the North, looking at racial relations in the North as well as the South, or they're focusing on Reconstruction, the impact of the Civil War, what Reconstruction did or didn't do in the South, how it affected African Americans, what happened to African Americans in the North during this Reconstruction period. And again, the scholarly effort is meaningful and highly significant, and I don't dismiss it at all. In fact, I welcome it. This is adding to our body of knowledge. But this trend to go either before the Civil War or after the Civil War leaves the Civil War hanging there. And among my colleagues who actually, like myself, specialize in the war, after all, a war is a war, and it involves the military. I don't see how you can forget the military when you cover the Civil War. But the number of people who are actually doing that, or, for instance, I have a professorship that's in Civil War history, the number of those people are actually on the decline.
And Dr. Thacker, as a military historian, you've indicated that you're concerned that some of the great historians of the past aren't being replaced.
The great number of academic historians, people like Frank Vandiver and Bud Robertson and others, since they've retired, there's no one replacing them. And in many cases, especially in the Southern schools, you have a lot of Southern schools that do not have a Civil War historian.
Certainly education goes through trends, and the field of history is no exception. Dr. Thacker, what are some of the trends in the study of history that you see that have contributed to the situation?
I think it's partly due to the decline of political history being replaced by social history. When I got out of graduate school, about 85-90% of all the dissertations were on political history. Now, 85-90% of the dissertations are all social history. War being, as Clausewitz says, a continuation of policy by other means, it would suffer from that. A good example of this is McPherson's, who's one of the leading historians, recently wrote a study of the Battle of Antietam, and almost nothing in it was the Battle of Antietam. Almost all of it was the social and political effects of the Battle of Antietam. That's one of the trends that you see academically.
Yeah. Now, as we've seen in this ongoing series of radio reports on the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War, the Civil War had a tremendous impact on race relations in this country, politics, military history, economics. It set precedents for income taxes and the draft, and it helped to change the way people eat and the type of clothes they can purchase. Is there concern that de-emphasizing the study of the Civil War can leave us with many people missing out on these lessons?
Absolutely. What happens is, if you have amateurs writing history, they do not see the bigger picture. You don't have someone bringing all of this together, which is what a historian basically does.
Dr. LaFantasy?
Too often the effort is to link up the present with the past instead of telling the story of the past for its own purpose and in its own right, without trying to explain, well, this is why we have poverty today, or this is why we have a stalemate in Congress, or whatever you're attempting to explain in the present day. Historians refer to this as presentism, which is you actually become anachronistic in your interpretation of history because you're thinking too much about the present and not enough about the past and what the past was like and trying to reconstruct just the past as it was on its own terms. That has also crept into a great amount of the scholarly literature over the past 40, even 50 years or so. And I see that as a definite danger, that when the public may occasionally pick up one of these works, they may not fully be able to identify for themselves that this is actually a book more about the present than it is about the past, and its attempt to either grind an axe of some kind, have a hidden political agenda, all those sorts of things, which I don't think should be a part of historical study, but a lot of my colleagues would disagree with me.
Dr. Glenn LaFantasy and Dr. Jack Thacker of Western Kentucky University. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.